You're listening to The Narrators. Today's story comes from actor and comedian Janae Burris. The story was recorded live at Bumpport Theater. The theme of the show was delusions.
Thanks for having me. Sorry that I sound winded. I am a little bit pregnant. I have just a little bit further to go. Pretty much have an adult ready to walk out of here right now, so I'm only a little bit pregnant. So it started when I was a kid. The delusions, the negative self-talk started when I was very little. I can remember being in preschool, going to the bathroom alone and walking in, and I heard my own voice. I was like, hello? Hello? All by myself in the bathroom. Hello? And I heard it, and it shook me. And then I said all to myself, you sound like a boy. Four-year-old me decided that my voice was disgusting. So I didn't talk very much. There's a picture of me at that preschool. There's a picture of me standing in line for graduation. And I have like this ugly look on my face. I'm like, because I'm standing in front of Larry Brown. I'm Burris, he's Brown. And he's got piss on the front of his pants. I'm just in the picture like, Larry Brown used to like hit me and pull my ponytails, which, you know, now we'll say something like, oh, it's because he likes you. But for me, at that age, I was like, it's because I'm ugly and I'm gross and I sound like a boy, so he pulls my hair. And he's a pissy one. I don't know why I was hating on myself. But it starts so young. Start filling myself with the negativity. Yeah, in middle school, in eighth grade, I remember in eighth grade, in the summer, we did some clothes shopping, and I wanted to be, you know, like when you're in the yearbook for, like, class clown and all this stuff. I was like, I'm interested in getting best dressed. And my family, we'd always get, like, 5 outfits for the new school semester. You get 5 outfits. And I decided to change up my style, stop dressing like a boy, and start to be really femme. And people were coming out the woodworks with the compliments. It was a little bit overwhelming. And I talked them all out of it. I was like, no. I'm not trying to get best dressed. No. Obviously, I'm not trying. No, I just have a new outfit today. I am not. This is not a change. It was like, I just talked myself out of it because I was like, I don't think I can win. So never mind. Nobody look at me anymore. In college, I took like these photos with a friend. This guy had a crush on me and he wanted to take headshots of me. And I was so freaked out by it, but I let him do it. And I could remember, I was like, I think my teeth were growing out of the side of my face. And I think I had a hunchback and my glasses were crooked. And I was just fucking disgusting. And I picked up the photos and I didn't show them to anybody. And then just last summer, I dug them out of a box when I was moving. They're fucking gorgeous. It's so weird. It's so fucking weird to see those pictures because in my mind, I just remember that I was a monster in those pictures. I put that in my head. I was a monster. And they're fucking gorgeous. Who's not gorgeous when they're 20? Shut up. I was tripping. So the negative self-talk was really hard to get over. It still exists in there. And then somewhere around September, I found out I was pregnant. And there's no talking my way out of it. It just is what it is. It just was what it was. And suddenly I was pregnant and I never thought I could get pregnant. I never thought I could carry a baby. That's probably why I was playing a little fast and loose out there in the streets. Because I didn't think I could get pregnant. Okay, kids, you can, all of you. We can all still get pregnant. Don't believe them. And so now the negative self-talk, there's nothing, I can't say that can't happen, because it was happening. And suddenly I was pregnant and I was already cast in the play. Ron mentioned the play. I was already cast in Hurricane Diane from previous months. I already knew I was doing this play. And I was like super embarrassed to tell the director, like, I'm sorry, I fucked up and got pregnant. I'm a teen mom, I'm sorry. And I was so embarrassed to tell her. And I had also, while I was waiting for Hurricane Diane to start, I had somehow found myself auditioning for two other plays and getting callbacks for those two other plays before I knew that I was pregnant. I was at a dance callback, wondering why I was so winded. It was rough. But somehow I was about to be in three plays, and I had to tell all three of these directors, oopsie, I'm pregnant. And I told the first director, a woman and a mom, and she said, I don't see why that can't work. And I told the second director, who's a mom, she also said, yeah, that's probably fine. And then I told the third director, who's also a mom, and she said, ooh, yeah, we could work with that. Yeah, I don't see why that couldn't work. And because these three people told me I could, I believe that I could. Yeah, thank goodness I wasn't directing the play, because I'd probably tell myself, you sound like a boy, you can't do it. But I didn't have a chance to talk myself out of it, because and I never been pregnant, so I don't know if I could do three plays while I'm pregnant. And people are asking me, how are you holding up? How'd you do this? Because three other ladies told me that I could do it. I don't know, I'm tired. But they said, yeah, I don't see why you couldn't, like it was no big deal, so. That's how I ended up doing three plays this season while I was pregnant. And then, right before Hurricane Diane was getting ready to open, I think a couple weeks into rehearsal, I fucking picked up the phone and called Ron and was like, can we shoot a special? And Ron's like, we barely have time, but yeah, we could. And because Ron said, yeah, we could, we did. And the negative self-talk started so young, but in this last 9 months, I've gotten like the most positive responses from people that made me feel like I could do fucking anything. Lucky me. And this morning, I also decided, yeah, I can push this baby out. Just this morning. So thanks for being so positive, Ron, and Helen, and Ashe, and Amanda, and everybody else. Because of you, I could do those plays. I could do that special. And yeah, we're going to get this baby out. We're going to pop this baby out real soon. Thank you. I'm Janae Burse.
Keep it going for Janae Burris. Narrators is produced by me, Ron Doyle, and Aaron Rollman, with help from Karen Wachtel, Jesse Witten, Scott Carney, and Sydney Crane. Our music is by Gabby Gutierrez-Reed and Kevin Matthews. Special thanks to our sponsors, Bumpport Theater Company, Illegal Pete's, Wanna Brands, and Great Divide Brewing Company. We'll be back next week with a new episode. If you're in Denver, please join us for one of our live shows, which take place on the third Wednesday of every month. For more information about the live show or past episodes of this podcast, you can click on the link in our show notes or visit our website, thenarrators.org. Thanks for listening.